I have Greg Ruberg with me on the line, the CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital. Thank you, Greg, for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. So I think we should dive right into talking about boosters. That seems to be the news of the week. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so boosters are the hot topic in terms of vaccination. So at Lakeview with Lake County Public Health, we have been doing booster shots primarily for Pfizer so far, because that's what we started with back in, you know, the early vaccination initiative. So we did some of those this week, had great turnout for those clinics, and then we're going to shift into some Moderna clinics next week, both on November 3rd and November 9th. The 3rd will be in Two Harbors, the 9th will be in Silver Bay. And one of the strategies that we committed to in Lake County from the very start was a very clear and consistent clinics and consistency in following the guidelines. So what we did is we are offering Pfizer clinics, we're also offering Moderna clinics, and then we're offering some limited J&J clinics for those that had J&J for their first vaccine. And I think, as most people are aware, there's really no recommendation. It's been somewhat confusing in terms of what booster you get in relation to whatever primary series of vaccine that you had. But
right.
You know, what we're doing is, at this point, people, you know, I received my booster this week, and I started with Pfizer, and so I got a Pfizer booster. To me, that was what was originally recommended.
All right, and then there's a lot of talk about children, vaccines for children, and it seems like that's coming out. Do you want to talk about 5 to 11-year-olds?
Yeah, it's been some committee approval through FDA and others this week, and we expect kind of a formal announcement or formal approval by FDA and CDC next week. The dates that I've heard are anywhere like November 2nd or November 3rd. So the Minnesota Department of Health is expecting some vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds to be rolled out by the end of next week and the following week. And again, this initially it's Pfizer. That was the first approval or the first brand to go through approval. And there's a little bit difference in terms of the dosing for these vaccinations for this age group. We've been following carefully the trials and the reports and the data from this vaccine. And it appears to be that some of the medical kind of side effects or response to the vaccine has been less than some of the older groups, and partly because it's a different dose or a smaller dose. So we had a meeting yesterday to plan the rollout for the next couple of weeks, and we've got a full November planned for first, even people that still want to get their first dose, but also boosters, and then the 5 to 11-year-old group, which we've got all kinds of different clinics and times and dosing planned.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at the announcements from the station here, and it looks like it can boggle the mind, the different options. And do you want to clarify, is the booster shot simply a third shot, or is it a different shot?
So for adults, so if you have the Pfizer or the Moderna, a booster shot is the exact same dose and vaccine that you received, you know, the first and second time. So it's just simply, it's called a booster. It's really a third dose. Immunocompromised has had the same, you know, process that they were a little bit earlier on. So there's still some guidelines. You have to have, you know, certain time lapse between your second vaccine in the primary series. You know, it's 6 months, but it's the idea is the booster kind of restimulates your immune system to recognize, because we know, well, the research has shown us that the antibodies have kind of waned over time. So, you know, for healthcare workers who received the vaccine back in December of 2020 and January of 2021, you know, the thought was we need a booster now to kind of increase the protection once again.
And then obviously nobody knows the future. So is the hope that, I mean, obviously we probably don't want everyone to get vaccinated every 6 months for the rest of their life. So this is, you know, because of the acute nature of this pandemic is sort of the reason that this is coming out so intensely. Is that right? And is there a plan for the future?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I don't know that I know the answer to that. You know, one of the hardest things with this for us as healthcare providers and working with public health is to kind of sort through all of the information that continues to come out from all kinds of different agencies and organizations and politicians and everybody else. But, you know, when we first rolled this out, we thought it was going to be a kind of a two-step vaccine. You did the first one, you did the follow-up, and then you were good. And then it started coming out that, no, we probably need boosters. And then the J&J was kind of sold as this one vaccine series, and now they're saying, well, it should always been two. And so I don't know the answer to your question. I think because of the kind of severity of the pandemic and again, the acute nature, I think we're still learning. So I don't know even how to predict what each year is going to look like, if it just becomes like once a year like the flu shot. But the interesting part I always think about is the flu typically starts somewhere in October or November, you know, goes through the kind of the springtime. But as we saw COVID, it was the middle of the summer, we're having issues from COVID. So I think it's a little bit different in terms of the virus as well. So I think we'll continue learning. And I again, we're trying to sort this out. The other comment I would make is I read about this, but also on the national news, they're talking about now a fourth shot, or I guess a booster, for immunocompromised. So it just creates more confusion and more questions, I think. And I didn't know the answer to that either. This just came out this week about this fourth. And I think the timing is terrible to start throwing in a fourth shot as we're trying to figure out the third and the younger kids. And it just gets to the point that people can't follow it and make sense of it. And then they just say, well, I'm not doing it. So it just creates challenges, I think.
Yeah. So you're here to not have all the answers, but just acknowledge the confusion and speak to whatever clarity you do see and what to do today and tomorrow and next week, which seems to be where we're at. And speaking of today and tomorrow and next week, just give us a little update of the numbers in Lake County. It seems like maybe we have reached the second wave peak and are moving forward through it.
I hope so. You know, I know we've talked a number of times about kind of where do we fit here in Lake County and also Minnesota in terms of national trends. And we've typically, from the start of the pandemic, lagged anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks in terms of our kind of case counts and numbers and impact of the pandemic. So, you know, back 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were seeing 14-day case rates up in the mid-90s, which was pretty significant. And then it dropped down into the low 50s, and it kind of upticked a little bit to the high 50s. The good news is yesterday's 14-day case rate was 47.35. And what that means is there were 50 new cases of COVID from October 12th through October 25th. So it's that 14-day period. So what you do is you take the number of positive cases, within a 14-day period, and then you adjust it for your population, which is, you know, for Lake County is just over 10,000. And so, you know, 47 is still high, but it's much, much better than 95, which we were not too long ago. And what we're also seeing now, which I think has been really hopeful for at least healthcare providers, is across the state of Minnesota, the kind of pressure on the healthcare system is down a little bit. So it's eased slightly since last week and maybe a little bit since the week before. You know, there were weeks that every hospital bed was full. Our ER was busy, our clinic was full, positive tests were coming in. We had people, you know, being transferred out to ICU, and people were pretty sick, and we've had a couple of deaths, as you're aware. But now it feels like the overall medical demand is slightly less. And I think it's all kind of our perspective. It feels like we have a relief now, but in reality, we're still way busier than we've ever been before, but it just feels better.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we'll take it. I mean, any relief for our staff is more than welcome. So I hope that we continue to see this kind of downward trend and easing on the demand. I think that would be great for our community and our healthcare professionals and everybody else. So we've been able to get people out that need critical care. We're able to transfer them to reasonable locations for care. And that for a while there, we weren't able to do that. So things are a little bit different, and we're optimistic.
Okay. Thank you so much, Greg. That was a great update, and we will check in again in about 2 weeks.
That sounds great. Have a great day and good weekend.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. That was Greg Ruberg. He is the CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital.